Hello.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the New York Podcasting Cafe with your host, Carmen Amoros. From the New York Podcasting Cafe on Blog Talk Radio. And I must say that after having taken a 2-year hiatus from the program, I am certainly glad to be back producing and speaking to you and sharing a melange of things that I know you're going to be interested in. So hang tight and join me on this wonderful journey that we're going to take together. I don't know who's going to be on this program. I'm hoping that I can have authors and writers and artists and people who have something to say, something to share with the internet audience out there that we're going to be reaching. And we hope to be reaching thousands about thousands of people. So, if you're listening and you're within the sound of my voice, thank you for tuning in. And I'm certainly glad that you're home safe, enjoying your cooking gas, your electricity, a warm house, a place to sleep. You're very blessed, and so am I. I experienced Hurricane Sandy, I would say a couple of evenings ago, and I had no clue what was happening outside of my doors. But I can tell you this, that the following day I learned of the impact that Hurricane Sandy had, not just on our neighborhood, but the surrounding areas, such as Breezy Point, Staten Island, and Long Island. Many folks out there lost their homes and lifelong possessions. And, well, I'm here to rock the boat a little bit today, because yesterday I took some time out to make some phone calls to some local institutions, institutions that are doing quite well, even in these times. And to my surprise, when I called and asked around to find out if they had any food and clothing drives set in place, the answers that I got from some of them was, actually, we have not thought about it. Imagine that. Institutions that are in place to help the community were still recovering themselves from the devastation that Hurricane Sandy left behind. And so, I am appealing to you, the audience, to please, kindly, try and get out of your safety zone and reach out to these people who are out there right now, as I speak on this podcast, in the cold, trying to protect their homes from looting, hungry, cold, probably still in flooded areas, in homes that probably are missing windows, doors, probably have gaping holes in them. They're cold. Consider the fact that you are blessed to be where you are right now listening to me. And be proactive and help me out in my quest to continue to reach these organizations. And they can be houses of prayer. They can be churches, synagogues, catering halls, clubs, places where you know that there are probably people who are willing to contribute food and clothing and flashlights and candles to aid the folks that are out in Breezy Point, in Staten Island, in Long Island, here within the New York tri-state area. Please consider that this is your brother, this is your sister, these are our fellow human beings. So they are out there waiting for someone to reach out to them. And sometimes the Red Cross cannot get there fast enough. These people need your help and my help They need our support right now. So please pick up the phone tomorrow. Do searches on the internet of houses of prayer in your area that are willing to commute out to these communities where these people are lingering in a state of shock, waiting for food and fresh water and warm winter clothing, and venture out and dare to find a way to let your fingers do the walking and let your lips do a little bit of talking on behalf of these people. They really, really need us. And you know what? Your joy and your happiness depends entirely on what you do for other human beings, believe it or not. Our joy and our happiness is not completely dependent on our material things, on our jobs, on the things that we enjoy, on the people who love us and the people that we love, the immediate people. Our joy and our happiness is dependent on the satisfaction that we receive from helping other people. You see, hospitality, and I'm not going to go into a sermon about this because this, I'm not preaching, but hospitality, believe it or not, is one of the things scripturally that is known to please God. Here's a quick example. There were several angels that visited Abraham in the Bible. And Abraham not only took them in, washed their feet, and gave them food and drink, but he actually gave them a place to rest. So the Bible sets that example for us so that we might know how much God is pleased with our hospitality for one another. You see, hospitality is the equivalent of love. If we say that we love someone and yet we're not hospitable, the reality is that we really don't love, because hospitality requires a degree of caring. And it may not be a very deep love, but it does require us to care. Now, these same men that visited Abraham went on their way the following day, and they went to the city that God had said he would destroy. And when they got to the gates of the city, they found that the inhabitants of the city did not greet them with hospitality. Instead, what the men discovered was that, unlike Abraham, these people were not hospitable. These people wanted to take what they believed, whatever possessions these men had with them. They wanted to defile them. They wanted to torture them. And in the end, they wanted to mutilate them and kill them. So, is that hospitality? Absolutely not. It's probably the worst case scenario of lack of hospitality. So, this is another example in the same chapter in the Bible that outlines the contrast between Abraham's treatment of these men and the way that they were treated when they arrived at Sodom and Gomorrah. So you see, the example that is being set for us is one of many. I mean, you know, everybody knows the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, and so much emphasis is actually placed on the fact that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah strictly for the practices of immorality that these people committed. But the fact of the matter is that it was not just only that. It was primarily due to their lack of hospitality. So you see, nothing pleases God more than that we are hospitable toward one another. So I appeal to you, to those of you who are listening to me, to please help me out and do your searches online and contact catering halls, institutions, Knights of Columbus clubs, any institution that you know would be very glad to be of support. Because, but by the grace of God, there go I. The people out in Breezy Point, that could be you or me. We may be next. We think we're safe. We think that it's over. These storm systems are getting far worse. They're continuing to progress. And we don't know what's going to happen next. We're expecting another nor'easter on Wednesday. And sometimes it's a known fact that sometimes nor'easters can be far more dangerous than a hurricane. So we're not out of the woods yet. My husband and I were executive producing an off-Broadway concert entitled Melodies of Autumn, and it's been on telecharge for the past month and a half. And we literally had to postpone that concert and reschedule it for the spring out of respect for the survivors of Hurricane Sandy here in New York and in other parts of the eastern coast of the United States who have lost their homes. Some of the survivors in Breezy Point were actually going to be attending our concert. So we decided, no, we can't do this. We need to postpone this concert and reschedule it for next spring. And that's precisely what we decided to do. We're currently in negotiations with the theater to get a date in April of 2013. And we're hoping maybe to have two concerts 1 week apart. We will see how we do with that. We don't know yet. So that the survivors who are there will come, hopefully, to our concert. We plan to treat them well, and we plan to give some of the ones who had already bought their tickets from us a credit so that they will enjoy the concert for free. That's part of the hospitality that we give to other human beings. We need to entertain them in times of trouble. We need to bring laughter to their lives, to share our happiness with them, to share our resources with them. And that's what I really want to do, because if I were in that same situation, that's precisely what I would like someone else to do for me. And I don't mean that I would want handouts, but naturally when a disaster like this occurs, what can you do except to reach out for help? Anyway, I'm done proselytizing to you because this is a bit of a sermon now. And even though I said I wasn't going to preach, but on a happier note, it has been a better, more peaceful past couple of days for me. I have sort of come down from some of the agitation that was brought on by the things that I saw that Hurricane Sandy left. I was not worried about myself, about where my next meal would come from or when my electricity would be turned back on. I have been more concerned for my friends out in Staten Island and in Breezy Point. I have not heard from them. I don't know what's going on with them. Some of them probably need food and shelter. You know, that took its toll on me, and I really felt so helpless because I had no gas. It takes 2-3 hours to get gas, and if you're lucky to get up to the gas pump, sometimes there's no gas left and you have to go home with an empty tank. And so we've decided to conserve our gas. We can't really go anywhere to help anyone. But I figured that I could probably do something from where I am, and that is to pick up the phone and make some phone calls and try to activate people to do something. Because the Red Cross and some of these charities can do just so much. But we can do a lot collectively as a community. I hope that you will join me in thinking about and supporting the survivors of Hurricane Sandy within the New York tri-state area. Let me share a little song with you right now that I composed, and it's called Never the Same, and it's about hardship and losing things and being tried by our losses. There are times in our lives when we lose things, our jobs, our homes, to devastation. We lose a loved one to a storm, to an illness, to something. And this song, I wrote it at a time in my life when I was at a very low point, and it was inspired from that dark place in time when I was sort of clawing my way up out of a hole that I had dug myself into over a period of some years, where I had sort of become a bit reclusive and sort of out of touch and out of sight with a lot of the people who love me. And, well, the song was a breakthrough for me. And I pray that when you hear it, it is a breakthrough for you also. And it's entitled Never the Same. I dedicate the song to the survivors of Hurricane Sandy. And whether or not they are within the sound of my voice, I still dedicate the song to them because my heart goes out to them today in prayer and in thankfulness for their survival. That song is available on my website at www.carmenamoros.com in a mini CD entitled Never the Same. Its price is $8, and my husband and I have decided to donate $3 out of every CD that is sold from our website to help bring good to the Cain Sandy survivors. I pray that you will all go to the website, look up the CD, and purchase it. It's bilingual. There's some songs in there that are in Spanish, but whether or not you speak English or Spanish, there's something in there for you. You will actually be tapping your feet, hopefully, to all of the songs on the CD, whether or not you understand them. There are 3 in Spanish and 3 in English, and one of them is Never the Same. So go over to my website, carmenamoros.com, and take a look in there and, you know, check out the CD and purchase it. $3 of your purchase is going to be donated to Hurricane Sandy Survivors Fund, whichever one we choose to send the money to. And hopefully we will select a fund that will ensure that the goods get to the survivors immediately. I have a bit of a problem with donating to charities that you don't know where the money's going to go. A lot of it goes through to administrative and overhead costs, and I prefer to make sure that it gets sent to charities that will actually bring the goods to the people immediately. Thank you for listening, and I really appreciate your sticking around for the past 25 or so minutes and listening to me talk to you, preach to you, admonish you, encourage you to get out of your safety zone and help. But I want to assure you that all subsequent programs will be much more fun than today's, although quite frankly, I'm sure that you don't mind that the tone of today's program is a bit solemn and a little bit focused on a serious cause. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Please look me up and share my link, my program link, with everyone you know. I'm here on the New York Podcasting Cafe on blogtalkradio.com. So don't fail to send people over. We want to widen our audience so that collectively, together, we can make a difference during any crisis, because people are listening, people are tuning in, and the word does get around through the medium of Blog Talk Radio. So you're not listening for naught, and you're not passing the word in vain. I am sure that you will make a difference in growing our audience for the better of our internet community and the communities outside of the web. Thank you for listening in. I really appreciate that you took the time to sit through with me tonight. Have a lovely week. And you will hear from me next week. So tune in again. I look forward to hearing from you. You have been listening to Carmen Amoros, host of the New York Podcast Day on Blog Talk Radio. For inquiries about our program or any questions that you may have about advertising on our program, please contact Carmen at carmenamoros1@gmail.com, or you can reach us at events@carmengoldbergmedia.com. Thank you for tuning in.